Shakira, Shakira. We have to do that.
What is her song? Hips Don't Lie.
Halftime Show. Did you not watch the halftime show?
Oh, I watched it. I watched it.
Sure you did. I think every man in America watched it.
I watched it with like my elderly coworkers in the Sam's Club.
I really thought Grandma was going to be following that.
Wait, you worked?
Yeah, I worked that night. Mm. Oh, yeah. So this is my good friend.
We have a guest. By the way, guys.
My good friend, Lexi Borden.
Fine. You take it. You're fine. Go.
I'll steal it away from you. She's one of my good friends. My favorite people to work with. We do work together. That's how I know her.
Lexi, I don't know her.
He doesn't know
her.
I do
now. I met her outside when she was finding this apartment.
I follow you on Instagram.
Well, yeah, but like, no, you know. Like, I follow Michael Vick on Instagram. That doesn't mean I know him. You know what I mean?
Michael Vick's going to be next week, so.
Okay. Yeah. I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah, I'm going to hide my dog.
Ooh.
Too soon? Ooh. I don't know. He got arrested for dog fighting.
For dog killing.
At a dog fighting rink.
Yeah. Jake, I have a candle lit because we have a girl coming on.
We're sitting here and I'm like, Will, you lit a candle because a girl's coming. He goes, no, I light candles all the time. Y'all, I've been to this apartment for multiple guests and we have never had a candle lit. Like, not once.
I just thought it was candle. I was cleaning a little before I came over. So
you know why?
I came over.
Because that girl was coming.
Very valid.
That is exactly why you were cleaning.
Tyler Emmon didn't get this treatment. Oh, no, he left it dirty.
He didn't. At all. Travesty, that was.
You're talking like it was a big mountain of trash in the middle of the floor when he walked in.
It was. Mm. He has the coronavirus.
Lexi did not like that.
I didn't know if that was going to land or not. But I feel like since it's not like really big in America yet, we can make jokes about it.
I think it's... Well, I've already seen like a crap ton of memes about it.
Yeah, I don't think... It's really not as big of a deal as people are making it. Because, yes, it's really affecting China really bad. But also, the flu affects China really bad because they don't have the proper stuff to treat it. It's the exact same symptoms as the flu.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of like a strand of influenza almost. So, if you have the right stuff to treat it, it's fine. Like, in America, it's never going to be that big a deal because we have, like, way better healthcare systems than they do in China. But my mom told me all this, and she's a nurse. So she had to call me because I was actually really scared because the WHO was like, yeah, this is a national emergency. And I was like, oh, man.
You're like, I only know them from that one game, Plague Inc.
Yeah, seriously. Like, that's all I know them from.
We talked about this in the last episode.
We did. Have you ever played Plague Inc.?
No, that's
this
boring.
Is going to sound really bad, but basically what you would do is you would try to infect and kill everyone in the world with a plague.
And the game you're just looking at is like, what?
Did we do this in like school?
I mean, I don't know necessarily if no, it was it, like a class or exercise.
Hold on, was it like a, I'm trying to think.
It's like an app or a, it's oh. on like.
It was an app, yeah.
Can you play it on a computer though?
Yeah.
Like, is it like older?
It's a little, yeah, I played in like high school. Like,
are you thinking of Risk?
No, it's like Plague-ish, like where the family like rides up the mountain.
That's Oregon Trail.
Oh, yes.
But your kids can die on the Oregon Trail.
Yes.
By a plague.
Honestly, if I was like putting them there, I would say plague. And then the next thing that would pop in my mind would be the Oregon Trail. So I'll give you that one. They're pretty similar.
We played that in school.
But no, plague is like an upped up version of that, I guess.
I think Oregon Trail, you're trying to keep your kids alive. And Plague Inc., you're trying to kill the entire world.
I think the Oregon Trail is you're trying to keep yourself alive. That's why they ate the kids.
You ate the kids?
I mean, I don't think you ate the kids, but do you guys know about the Oregon Trail? I learned this
from
like a junior.
You could probably eat the kids, I bet.
Oh, no, yeah. They definitely ate people.
Yeah,
The Dahmer family.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up with Dahmers and eating people? That Dahmer family, Jeffrey Dahmer, like all the Dahmers are cannibals, man.
They're Dahmernet.
I'm never eating dinner with a Dahmer.
The Dahmernet
that
gene.
That sounds like the name of a sitcom. Eating dinner with a Dahmer. Or the Dahmer gene.
I wouldn't watch that show probably.
Which one?
Either
dinner with a Dahmer or the Dahmer gene.
It's just a bad idea.
Interview with a Dahmer. That sounds like a great documentary.
Yeah, or a book. That's like a book novel.
That is a book novel. Is that a thing?
Lexi. Did you watch the Super Bowl halftime show? As it's known, the Pepsi halftime show.
With Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
I know we worked together, but I don't remember. Hold on. Was this the day that I sat in the break room? Hold on. I probably shouldn't say this on the podcast, but was it that day?
Yeah, because you were scheduled to get off earlier, but it was obviously the Super Bowl day, so like everyone was coming in.
Sunday.
So busy. Actually so busy. And you left and it made me really sad. Then It doesn't. I mean, then I think you were scheduled online to 6, but you were mm-hmm. on the paper. It was like till 5.
Yeah.
So you just came back out, and I was like, what happened? So.
I took a break.
it was like 30 minutes later. She's like, I took about my last 15 break.
Okay. Did you need me?
What?
Did you need me?
Not really.
Damn. Okay.
It was a little Dang. Steady. So.
Oh, fun fact, this might be the first ever episode we have to blur out
yeah,
people maybe. And words.
You know, my bad.
It's okay. That's no big
deal. Oh, no, it's hilarious. I think it'll add something. Yeah, I think we might blur out just a bunch of words that weren't even like curse words just to see how we can make it sound.
Right. Anyway, there was like, she was Shakira and J-Lo, which are two.
I didn't watch it, sorry.
Okay. Well, here's a recap. I don't know if you've ever seen like any stripper scene in any movie.
It's pretty much that.
Yeah.
Not a lot of clothes, a lot of pasties.
a lot of pasties.
Yeah, not a whole lot of body, a whole lot of Shakira, a whole lot of J-Lo.
I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was fun.
Was it nice?
I didn't have a problem with it either, but I'm a dude.
I would ask you to watch it if you wanted to.
I'd watch it. I mean,
any girl
love is love.
Any girl under 40 would love it.
Yeah. Okay?
But I had a teacher today that was not having it. She was like, it's sexualizing women, which like if you're over 60 and if you're a woman, I 100% get that because you still don't wear skirts. But like, you know, like right. there's those kind of people. But well, like,
I don't, I mean, you know, it's fine. I think it's whatever we do in society is getting more and more accepted.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, I didn't. There was a lot of outrage about it, but like, I think the outrage was because a lot of people had their kids watching and stuff. Yeah. And I could see if you had a young kid watching, I can see how you'd be like, you know, like.
No, yeah, I see it.
Because like, Shakira.
Her hips did not lie.
They did not tell a fib. A whole lot of truth in those hips.
They were talking a lot, but no.
They were talking.
No false that I could find.
Man, I'm sad I missed it.
Yeah. But all you have to do is Google halftime show and you can watch probably the entire thing.
Pepsi's got it like played on billboards right now.
I thought you said, I hate I missed it. Like, we're not in the age of YouTube. Like, we're still got cable and you're like, oh, well, I guess I'll never see that again. Like, guess it's gone forever.
I mean, like, not, I just don't watch football, to be honest, in general. But I will watch it, you know, but I just don't watch it. Did that
see, hurt? Yeah, that did hurt a little bit. I'm still playing with candle wax.
I don't really care about Super Bowl or pro in general.
See, I love you like pro football.
I like the college stuff.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl 2 years ago today.
Fun still time. Holding on to it.
I'm still holding on. I'm going to hold on to it.
No, it's cool.
Forever.
But there was a lot of stuff that I want to talk about based on the Super Bowl.
Talk about it.
Did you see... where Shakira like stuck her tongue out like as a meme?
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I saw that.
Did you know what I'm talking about?
Unfortunately, I do.
Okay, cool.
I've seen that.
So that I saw that live. Actually, I was watching it and I turned to John. You know Jonathan,
yeah,
our good pal.
Yeah, our good old good pal.
I turned to him and I was Jonathan. Like, yeah. I said that was done on purpose. There's gonna be memes about that. Check Twitter like not 10 minutes later, I see that there's already like 3 or 4 meme templates because of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just thinking, like, that was, like, y'all are just playing into Shakira's trap at this point.
I don't know. Did you see what Bryce Harper did a couple of years ago? Mm-hmm. He's a baseball player, and he was sitting there, and there was, like, this picture of him. And it was like, he was like, I'm going to go ahead and shut it down right now. I don't want people making maymays about it. And then everybody made memes about him saying maymays, and I was like, congratulations.
There's no winning with that. You just
have played yourself.
You just have to lean into it, really.
I'll tell you what my favorite thing on the face of the earth is right now.
What's that?
Is that, look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought? Not me. That's my new favorite thing on the face of the earth. And being a twin, I quote it at least every day.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I said at least every day. Like there's spaces in between every day that I could also quote it if I'd like. You know, 25-8.
29-20.
Ah. Is that the year we're in now?
Maybe.
It's been going by fast. You know, somebody was talking to me, and they were like, when you put your dates on papers, make sure you write out 2020 so someone can't change the date. I was like, what kind of criminal mastermind's going around to people who just put 20 and putting like 08, and then like snickering and running off like, ha ha.
Yeah.
Like, that's 12 years ago, idiot. Like, what? That's something I would do. 100% something. I might do it now that I have the idea.
That's like a super villain meme.
That person put 2001. Oh, I can't wait for September 11th coming up this year. No. Maybe what if we all do it for a memorial, though, you know? That'd be cute.
Rip the towers.
Never forget.
I won't forget it.
I'm not going to forget.
One time in high school,
I can't.
They didn't do like, you can't forget. One time in high school, they were like, they didn't do like a moment of silence or whatever. And it was probably like in 2015 or something. And I walked up to the principal's office with like a posse. Like a bunch of me and my friends were like, let's go, boys.
It's like West Side Story.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And then we ended up getting to like talk to our principal. And he just said, well, he's like, well, you gotta. He's,
have
he's
you ever
like,
talked to an old man about something you believe is important? Because they have a great way of making it seem like the dumbest thing ever.
They kind of turn around on you, too.
You're like, why do you? Yeah, well, let's have him on a silence. He's like, well, all right, if it means that much to you. Yeah, and you're like, oh, man, now I look stupid. Like, how did that happen?
Right.
One of my favorite things ever right now is how, like, the whole freedom of religion thing's like more than it's ever been, you know? But obviously, we're in Alabama, people still pray. But and they still pray in like large congregations, but they don't say pray. Like King Kitts is my favorite, our president at UNA. He'll be like, oh, we're taking silence and do whatever you would like in that silence. And like, it's like, it's such a beat around the bush way to say pray. But does that mean I can like start juggling if I want to? And they're like, what's that guy doing? I was like, well, that's what I use silence for. I don't know about you.
You just start screaming, I don't like science, so science.
I hear is a guy go, I don't like science. It's like, oh, is that dude okay? I don't. That guy doesn't like science very much.
That was my prayer. I feel like God needed to know that.
That you don't like science?
God, I don't like science very much. Yeah.
I bet he appreciates it. Science really infringes on him a lot, so I feel like it's a breath of fresh air.
Anyway.
I feel like if there's going to be one threat to God, in a way, it's science.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Because it's like this, and then science is like, no, I don't think so.
Science is more like a knowledge is power type thing.
Right.
Exactly. And that can infringe a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think is cuter, Baby Yoda or Baby Nut?
I like Baby Nut, man.
What?
But Baby Yoda's gotten on my nerves. It's been memed out of existence. It's Lexi. Not cute anymore.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't even know what the Baby Nut thing is.
At least you're honest.
It's the
planners.
The planners.
Oh, that Baby Nut.
Yeah.
Did you see what they did? They had a commercial and they had to pull it.
Because it's Kobe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rip. They had a planners peanut falling off this cliff and dying and they had to pull it because Kobe Bryant died.
There was like a lot of specifically like Rip Mr. Peanut, Rip Nut, stuff like that.
Did you see that skit on like Robot Chicken or something from like 5 years ago about Kobe? And it was like him in a helicopter and they were like, pass me the championship trophy and I'll help you out. And he was like, wait, pass. And then the helicopter blew up.
Oh,
and then
man. They
are in like the biggest heat now. But like if I'm dead, how did
they?
I'm like, how would?
No, they don't know.
No, yeah, like
that's like the Simpsons getting
South
in trouble.
South Park killed Sarah Jessica Parker like four different times, and like you know, and they never got in trouble for it.
Specifically, like the Simpsons like predicted Trump being president, and they predicted like
the Simpsons. Matt Groening is a future teller, but
well, they're not in trouble for anything. What?
Well, they haven't predicted someone dying. Trump being president and Kobe dying are not on the same field, Will.
I guess
Will, the Simpsons didn't get in trouble for correctly predicting the election.
Yeah.
I want to see you go to court with that argument. I hope you're their defender. Defense, yeah.
Yeah.
Defender sounded weird. It makes you sound like a superhero.
All I'm saying is that Baby Yoda wasn't... Okay, here's the difference, right? Baby Yoda was so unexpected and... Like a good, like we were all kind of expecting The Mandalorian to be bad, I feel like.
I mean, I didn't like The Mandalorian.
What?
The plot was very bad until the last two
episodes.
I didn't
give it a chance.
You both of you are just disqualified.
But Baby Yoda's cute.
You said you didn't get the chance.
I didn't give it a chance.
Oh, I thought you said I didn't get the chance. And like she's on Disney Plus and her TV like explodes and it's like, ah.
She looks at her smartphone, the app. There's no room for her app on the phone.
did you watch Star Wars?
No.
Okay, see, okay, I get it.
But
I did watch Star Wars.
I mean, I don't hate it. I've just never watched it.
Right.
Very lukewarm about Star Wars.
Very Luke Skywalker warm.
Mm. Really forced that one. Oh, forced!
Did you not?
That was not on purpose.
Well, I don't know, because Baby Yoda was just like, it was like a breath of fresh air. It was magic, almost.
Yeah,
and then,
to a wavering plot with bad characters.
No, what are you talking about?
I only watched the first two episodes. Couldn't get past it. When they stop that giant rhinoceros with the force, and then they eat the egg,
I was like,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life, and
I
I'm
like
done.
That show a lot.
Thank you, good night, Merry Christmas.
You're going to make a lot of people mad saying that.
Happy Hanukkah. Really, no one that I know liked it.
Really? I was all in, dude. I was all in from like the third episode on.
Now the second season of You, on the other hand.
Oh, give me a break.
Did you watch it?
No.
What TV do you watch? I'm just okay. saying, we've been missing a lot.
Low key.
Thought you were going to say Lowe's. No. And I was like, please tell me you just watch like the Lowe's.
The Lowe's Shopping Network. Yeah.
No, I watch like Forensic Files. Ooh. Stuff that makes you think.
Have you watched the Confession Killer thing on Netflix?
No, but I've watched the Cold Case thing.
I haven't watched Cold Case Killers, but I want to because it looks really good.
I think you might be up your alley. Because it's like the same sort. It's like serial killer.
The second season of You is one of the best things I've ever watched in my entire life.
See, I watched episode one. It wasn't my thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, my roommate Austin loves that show.
Really?
Yeah, and I think he kind of was like, he's kind of like joking about liking it, but he really is into it.
No, it's. I mean, I like it. Mm. It's a good show. I'm pretty here for it. But like, I also like all the forensic shows. I don't know if you've listened to like every episode, but I talk about Ted Bundy a lot.
Did you watch that movie on Netflix?
The one with Zac Efron?
Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of it.
Well, I mean, it was nice to understand why he lured girls in.
See, the thing that I didn't like about it is it skipped literally the best parts of Ted Bundy. Like, you get there.
These are the best parts.
No, hold on. Let me save myself here. Because what it does is it's just like, here you go, he's already a killer. It doesn't give you any origin story. Like, he actually has a really interesting story. Like
he's Batman.
His parents turned out to be his grandparents, and his sister turned out to be his mom.
I did know that. Yeah, I figured that out.
And he just got out of a relationship of 7 years with a girl because she dumped him. Like, come on. Where's that at?
What's crazy is that we watched a documentary about him, or it was like bonus points to watch it. You remember Calm Theory?
Dr. Mike?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was bonus points. Me and one of my friends like watched it, and we were just like, oh, yeah, he's kind of charming. Like, he's not.
He's super charming.
Like, he's just sitting there talking to the guy. He's like, oh, I'm about to die, but
he's just as charming to straight people as Jeffrey Dahmer was to gay people. They're practically the same person except Jeffrey Dahmer ate people.
Right. This is the second Dahmer reference. Are we okay?
Well, we weren't here. Like, we they couldn't hear the first it. One.
Right. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
That's when we were talking about the Oregon Trail. I don't know if y'all realize. It's not like we just start talking for this podcast. No. We have a lot of conversation pre this podcast that easily could have been podcast material. Oh, we just didn't start the recorder yet.
Okay, speaking of. We had a recent guest on, Mr.
Hold on. I don't think we should name names.
Okay, fine. Well,
I mean, we can name names.
We know they're a recent guest. That'll work. That's okay. Good.
Yeah. Because, okay. Like, what if he listens to this and he's like, listen, like, I've already...
I think
now
it's
we it's a man. We've narrowed it down.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the two women we've had on here. Yeah. I like the storyline. I was there for it. I laughed really hard when it happened. I'll let you tell it.
Take the lead.
All right. So me and Will, we're Jay chilling behind the desk. We're slow. Were we slow?
Renegade Outlaws. I think we were a little slow. We weren't busy.
Honestly, I don't know. I kept leaving. Sorry, dude. I was like walking around. I was like, Will, you can fend for yourself. But anyway, I go up to the door. Well, okay. Let me back up a little bit. Never mind, he's going to know the whole story by the time I say it. So you know what? Shout out to you. All right. Do you even know who it is?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Oh, yeah, we already said it.
Talked about it.
Okay, basically, I got this guy's phone number at work. Gave it to me.
This is the best part. Okay.
What is the best part? That
we're sitting up here. We're waiting. I'm like taking
a hijack in your story. Carol's self-checkout?
Yes.
Is that the best part?
Yes.
Okay.
So, okay, we're sitting at the desk. It's kind of slow. I see someone I kind of recognize, but we didn't say hey or nothing, because I didn't, you know, their hair may have changed or whatever.
I didn't recognize
them. Their hair definitely changed.
Yes, for sure. So I was like, okay, I don't know. But he had a pickup order, which at Sam's just means I have to go away. And I think you were actually helping him.
I was. I didn't say a word to him. I didn't say a word to him.
I was scared.
This happens a lot where Lexi's like, that guy was so cute. And he just like doesn't, just, you know, whatever. But then, just as a joke, you haven't done this before, to my knowledge.
No, I've never. Okay, so Carol, she's at the door. I walk up to her.
Old lady named Carol.
Yeah, she's self-checkout, but she's giving the door a break. And I'm like, Carol, give me this guy's number, all right? She gets me this guy's number. She got it for me. I was pretty impressed. It just
straight killer.
Straight.
Look at the player moves. The money moves by Carol.
I know, Carol was on it, dude.
I bet Carol hated the halftime show.
Could have been. She probably did. Anyway, So
Carol with the money moves.
We're trying to figure out who he is, because we know he's with a certain church. I won't say anything, but we looked at his.
I know the church also.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found the church. Well, okay, we didn't. We were really confused who he was.
We were pretty much acting out season 3 of You.
We were crazy stalking. Dude, I literally looked into this. Never mind. Hold on. Wait, are we going to tell the whole story?
Whatever you're comfortable with.
I was going to say, Hunter, the manager, called a number to make sure it was real.
he's like, oh, maybe he gave you a fake number.
Why do you have all of these people doing these biddings for you? And why do they do it so happily?
I don't know. Carol with the number,
Hunter with the call. Like, I feel like these could have all been. Hunter.
Well, you found the Instagram.
Yes.
Will with the Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah.
And did you do anything but orchestrate? I feel like you were just like, you, Instagram, you, number, Hunter, you know what to do.
Well, no, Hunter called it on his own because we were joking, like, oh, maybe it's fake or whatever. And then, so he just like, on the company, on the work phone, he just.
Yeah,
like,
he just boop, calls boop. It. And it rang once. And I was like, please hang that up. I do not want him knowing.
He goes, oh, shoot. Like, he didn't expect it and he hung up.
Yeah.
So then I think someone told you to like, add the number to your phone.
Oh, yeah. So this is how I found out who it was. I'm in the break room. Someone's like, just add it to your contacts and then look on Snapchat and see who it pulls up. So then we finally came to terms of who it was.
It was who I had suspected it was.
Yes, it was the suspect in question. Yep, him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
It took you that long to figure out who he was.
Well, he looked familiar, but...
Okay, his hair really didn't look like it did look in, you know, the Instagram.
Right. And it wasn't how I remembered when we interviewed him.
His hair's different every single week.
I know. Well, you're giving it away.
I think he'll know by this point.
Going to know by Lexi. Like, I mean, well, yeah. Maybe not by this Lexi, but when self-checkout Carol gets mentioned.
It's all over. Anyway, I thought that was just the best story ever. That was a modern romance.
Oh, you know how it ended.
Yeah.
The romance. There was nothing to it but like 4 text messages.
Well,
yeah, but there was
romance is dead.
At least,
romance thing with Hunter and Carol and Will, that...
I had a great day that day.
It was a flawless plan. Hear the car outside. There's a great
that
like,
was definitely a Harley. No way. Out Batman has leather boots and a leather jacket.
Probably got spurs too.
Oh, spurs definitely for the spurs. Horse. That's a horse. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great like the gold at the end of the rainbow wasn't great, but it was a great rainbow ride.
Oh, it was. I don't
Sounds
regret
like
it.
Sounds like talking about drugs now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we smoked a lot of drugs while we were doing it. Yeah,
smoked a lot of... Well, that lets me know you didn't. Thanks for saying it that way. Yes, we smoked a lot of drugs.
Percocets? What do you smoke?
No. Rick Juice World.
Oh.
He died on Percocets.
Did he?
Yeah. Hmm. That's why I said Rick Juice World.
Would you rather shower or take a bath?
Shower.
You see, I can take a shower and a bath at the same time.
I think you're afforded that luxury since you're kind of small. You're a smaller woman. You're a tiny child.
I'm a little
brittle old man.
Well, no. Can you fit in like a bathtub? Like just a regular old...
Yeah.
Cause, like,
can you not
I'm
fit?
I'm 5'8", Will. Okay. No. Look at this man. He's like 6'2".
A lot of things get
Answer
ruined
that
for
question
you
for you, Lexi.
When you're just like too big for things. Like shoes. I hate shoes because I have to like find like specialty ugly shoes. They're always like, my size. Like I can't fit in the bathtub.
You're a New Balance or ASICS kind of guy.
Oh yeah, man. I think I'm on New Balance right now.
What are you wearing right now?
I think they're all my
New Balance.
All my soles.
Nah, man, I'm an Adidas guy.
I'm wearing Adidas right now.
Me too. I've got size 11 feet, so I can fit in pretty much anything. It's great.
It's a short man's world.
I can fit in anything.
It is not a short man's world. It's a short man's world in everything but dating. Because you can be the most awkward tree trunk of a person on earth. And if you are over 6'2", you will somehow find an attractive woman.
I don't think so. I think it's all about height. Yeah. As you've just got to be taller than me.
A way head start.
No, it doesn't. Do you think so?
I think if you're overweight like me, I think it kind of evens out.
No, if you look like Seth Rogen, that gives you a better advantage than everybody.
No, it doesn't.
Definitely not the first time we refer to Will Seth Rogen on this podcast.
No, it's a staple.
Might not be the 20th time we refer to Will Seth Rogen on this podcast.
No, I don't think height has much of a thing to do with it, really. I think personality has the biggest.
Yeah, no,
girls,
it's definitely... Well,
girls care about... attest to this. What do you look for in a guy?
Nice.
That's the first... Like, person... Like,
See,
head
like,
stuff. Like,
my ex was 6'4". Like
she tosses it in. I wrangled
exactly. the 6'4". I don't think height matters that much. Ex is 6'4".
And that's why he's my ex. I mean, matters
because he was 6'4". Too tall.
He's too
I'm
tall.
I'm sorry, this is never going to work. You're 6'4".
He kept whacking his dumb head on the door, on top of the door.
I'm telling you.
Loki,
he kept, every time he went to my mom's house, he always hit his head on our like chandelier. Like always happened.
Wanna hit my head
on your chandelier, on your mom's chandelier.
That sounds almost suggestive.
Yeah, it sounds horribly. When you started the sentence with whacked, I was like, I have no idea where this is going. This is a rabbit hole we do not need to go down, Alice.
Oh my goodness. So I like showers a lot. I mean, baths are also pretty cool. I will be the first guy to admit bath. Like if it's a big bathtub I can fit into, it's great. I love it.
I like hot showers.
Hot showers?
Yeah.
I don't think I can go cold.
Have you heard that Chance the Rapper song? When it goes hot, dang, hot water, hot shower.
No, I haven't.
Well, you need to. It's fantastic.
You don't go cold at all?
I go a little cold. I'll go cold after a workout.
I always end my showers
after
cold.
After a workout, Will's over here making gains.
Yeah. When I go, when I'm sitting in the gym for 6 hours and just putting in the effort.
You're in there for 6 hours?
Well, normally it's like 12 hours, but...
She didn't realize you were kidding.
Yeah, you almost got me.
I realized you were kidding very quickly. No, and I was like, I wonder where he's going to go with this because Lexi thinks he's serious.
I might hit like an hour and a half tops.
Really?
I
hit like 15 minutes because I run. And I run a mile. And after I run a mile, I do some crunches and I do some push-ups and I leave.
Mm. Which you actually do go to the gym though.
Yeah. I went today. I go every day or I try to.
Yeah.
I don't go to the gym. I just run.
I run all the time. I love running.
How long or how far can you run?
Like distance-wise? It depends on pace. I feel like if I ran like just like a very subtle jog, I know I can run like 3.5, and I could probably run way longer than that. But like I don't do it for distance. I just see how fast I can do a mile in.
I feel you. How fast can you do a mile?
My fastest is 5:56.
Oof.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That was just a good day, though.
Yeah.
How fast can you do a mile?
5:45.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dang, that is fast.
It's just because I did distance running for like 6 years.
You definitely didn't expect me to have a 5:56.
No, I didn't.
So
I didn't expect you to run
good.
At all. I'm over here like, oh, okay.
She just looks at me and is like, yeah, that dude's not a runner.
Sizes you up.
He is not a runner.
Well, I got told yesterday at work that I don't look like a runner. And
what
I
is
run,
a runner supposed to look like?
I don't know, but like I run every day.
I don't know. Like, people think runners look certain ways. Of course, mine's just tennis, too. Like, I just look this way because of tennis, but like...
You do look like you play tennis.
Somebody looked at me the other day, and they looked at this dude that was 6'2 that played tennis, and they're like... They didn't know I played tennis, but they were like, this is what a tennis player looks like. And I was like, well, I can beat that dude, so I guess this is also what a tennis player looks like, but...
That idiot bumps his head whenever he walks out the door.
6'2"?
So.
I don't know. That's a pretty low-hanging door if it's...
Low-hanging door. I don't know. I just like the insult. Oh, what do you smack your head on the door, on the top of the door? The doorway, I guess.
How's the weather up there?
Yeah. No, showers are where it's at. And like you get like water pressure with shower. You got to sit in your own bath water.
Oh, back to tall people real quick. Can we go back one more time? Ahead. Dude, there's this kid. You know, I'm coaching that tennis team again that I coached last year. And he's going to be so happy that I mentioned him on this. But his name is Leon. And he's
Shout
a French kid that's finishing at Muscle Shoals. And he's playing tennis. And like he's never played tennis before. And he's a senior. He's a great mountain biker, though.
Okay.
But he's 6'4". And I've told him, I'm like, dude, I don't care if you can hit a forehand. Mm. You need to stand at the net. And you need to just angle your racket different places. And he was like, no, I need to like learn the fundamentals. And I was like,
no fundamentals.
You're 6'4". We don't have time for fundamentals. We got like 2 months to whip you into tennis playing shape. You're only going to be the net, strictly the net. You're 6'4". You don't get another option.
Bless him.
Go, Leon.
I bet he gets ladies. So he has a French accent?
Sort of. It's like an American French accent.
The tennis boys do get ladies.
Yeah,
I can
sure.
tell you that. I can tell you that.
I don't know. Maybe maybe some of us don't.
I guess it depends, maybe.
It does depend.
Oh, if you're foreign.
Oh, if you're foreign, yeah, you get ladies.
I'm
that's not because
you.
You're a tennis player. That's because you're foreign.
Well,
somebody, and they're the nicest people on earth.
They are. They so are.
I was talking to this one guy. Do you know Andres? He's like got white hair, white eyebrows. He's a tennis player.
Oh, I've seen him.
From like Norway or something like that.
I do know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Literally the nicest guy ever. I remember we were talking because we got a club tennis team now. And I was talking to him. I was like, yeah, we got a club. He was like, we need to have grill out. And I was like, that'd be great, dude. Ask your coach. And he said, even if coach not like it, I ask players. He was like, they like it. We have grill out. And I was like, thanks, buddy.
That's so sweet.
He's so nice. He gave me his number. Or no, he was like, Facebook message me if you would ever like to play. And I was like, Andreas. He's such a cute man.
Oh. Yeah, no, I was saying like, what was your student's name?
Leon.
Well, he's like 6'4", got an accent, like athletic, obviously.
Yeah.
He's getting the ladies.
Oh,
it's
happening. Ladies man Leon.
He's elbowing him out of the way.
You would say he's king of the Leons. You'd say
I would ask for his Snapchat, but he only uses Facebook, right?
No, that's every foreign person. Foreign people use Facebook way more than we do. Okay?
They also use that
WhatsApp?
Yeah, WhatsApp. WhatsApp's big with foreign people.
WhatsApp's basically a telephone that you don't have to pay.
Right. Like, you can text and call without just with Wi-Fi. It's pretty sweet. It's almost like GroupMe because we used it for a group chat at one point.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It's no cool. Discord. Discord was what we had to use one episode to talk to these other people.
Yeah.
And it was okay, I guess.
You were like on your phone using it, so you don't know how it went.
No. What do you mean I don't know how it went? I still used it.
I know, but you're using the mobile app.
Well, I'm sorry. Are mobile apps so much worse than actual apps? You ever went on Instagram not on the mobile app?
Oh, that's awful.
Makes me want to die.
You can't even post, can you?
You can't.
It won't let you post.
No.
I'm about done.
What you gonna do? Dude. Upload a picture from a P drive?
Yeah, I'm trying to like. Well, with this podcast especially, it's like, oh, I'm just gonna edit something on the computer and then just upload it right there.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how that works. I don't know. I'm practically a hired hand for this podcast. Will's like, I'm gonna do everything, and you come talk for an hour and then go home. And after everything's done, I'll give you half the credit for it.
You're like a big promoter, though, for real. I don't think we wouldn't have as many people listening if Jake wasn't on.
I think half the people we have are the people you met on Twitter.
Yeah, well, what do you mean, like?
Your pod family.
Oh, that listen to
Potter us? And family, yeah.
The Potter and family. That's maybe some of
that's
it.
That's the actual hashtag they use,
yep.
Potter and family.
It's funny. It's cute.
You know, I haven't heard of that.
Really?
But I get every tweet to my phone because you set it to that way.
I forgot about that. So there was a joke where Lexi kept coming into work like, oh, she'd mention a specific tweet. And I would say, why do you just block me or like mute me? And then she goes, no. And so I took her phone one day and I just like, I did like the bell. So like everything nice. I tweet, she gets notified about.
Why don't you call me or beat me if you want to reach me?
Because you're not Kim Possible.
I wish I was. I wanted to be Kim Possible, ended up looking more like Rufus. I think that's how life goes sometimes.
What was your favorite cartoon show, Lexi, as a child? What did you watch as a child?
Full House.
Everywhere. That's a fantastic show. Did you watch Fuller House?
I attempted it.
Not a good show. Mm-hmm. Not a good show at all.
It's kind of political.
Super cliche. Super political.
You know, Lori going to prison and stuff like.
Yeah, and kind
of ruined.
Whoa, spoiler!
That's not until season two of Fuller House. But yeah, that'll do it. That'll put a damper on the whole thing.
Mm.
Will, do you have another question?
Yeah, I do. You were talking about running earlier. So, if you would you rather only work out doing yoga, or work out by running?
Yeah, running, 100% running. I don't know why I almost said yoga. You're talking to two runners though, like people that run like every day.
You guys started saying that, and I was like, well, I might as well cross this question off.
I'll tell you why I won't say yoga though, because like number one, I'm not super flexible.
You
wish
know
I was, but I'm not.
Right.
And so like yoga.
Well, that would help with that if you did some yoga.
It would help, but also my tendons are like catapults. Like you can only pull them back so far before something goes wrong.
I feel you.
So like I don't like playing God with my tendons, and I kind of let them do what they want to do. And
just
I don't
imagine doing yoga and your shoulder like dislocates.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. My shoulder dislocated when I got under the couch to look for my phone the other day. I have a very wonky shoulder.
A wonky mm-hmm. shoulder.
Yep. It's really sad. I've dislocated it 23 times in the last 2 years.
23?
Yeah. It's really good, though, because I've kind of gotten my pain tolerance up since I've done it so much. So now I can just kind of pop it back in like Liam Neeson.
Hold on. Whose number was 23? Basketball.
Michael Jordan.
Knew it.
Knew it.
And then 24.
That's the number that SpongeBob. Yeah.
Well,
that's the number that SpongeBob and Patrick said. 23
is technically also LeBron, though, on at least one team. Yeah. But he was 6 on the Heat. Anyways.
I don't know. I'd like to try yoga. Would you ever try yoga?
No.
Why not?
I don't.
You don't bend?
It's too quiet.
Oh, yeah. On. See, now where do you run at? Do you run a Daubert?
I actually run at the community center in Petersville.
Petersville.
I'm so sorry.
You know, the second you got back on that, me and Will were like, oh, well, we can't let that slide. That's the bad thing about me and Will. If anybody ever messes up, like, my favorite thing to do ever is when someone's roasting me, and it's actually a really good roast, and then they mess up a word, and I'm like, oh, that is all in vain, because I'm about to rock you.
I'm about to end this man's whole career.
With whatever you missed. Oh, yeah. Oh, what a day.
Yeah. I don't actually... Do they do, like, yoga anywhere? I think there's, like, a yoga...
Yeah,
like,
there's a Florence yoga.
Like a sunset yoga type thing?
No, it's, like, right next to Odette.
Oh.
There's, like, a Shoals yoga.
Someone was talking about there's, like...
I do want to do goat yoga.
Goat yoga?
Yeah, have you not seen that?
You have to bring your own goat?
It's miniature goats. Will comes up and he's like, I got my own goat. It's dinner tonight. People used to slaughter goats. That's not that weird.
I guess not, but
people
that,
still slaughter goats.
Wasn't it for like more religious reasons? Like,
well, yeah, but I mean, you also ate them.
I'm sure
that was like it was.
Wait,
really,
what? You get to eat the goats once you sacrifice them?
No, not that. I'm saying you also eat, like, if you were having like a feast, you like slaughtered a goat. I've been watching Game of Thrones, so I know this.
That's it's such real history.
Like Khaleesi got pregnant, and they were like, slaughter our finest goat. Okay. And I imagine that's how it was back then. When the queen of the dragons got pregnant, you sliced her a goat.
I love that show.
We've never started it from saying you really need to watch it.
Do you want to give me your HBO Go password?
Give you mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll steal it from
Speak crazy.
You have Disney Plus?
I got Disney Plus.
I have Disney Plus also.
I was going to offer to give you my password, but...
Oh. Everyone, dude, everybody.
You're
like,
too busy not watching The Mandalorian to give anybody your password.
I am. I study anatomy.
Thought you were
going to
give me a high five, Will. You like rested your hand up here, and I was like, yeah. Mean high schools.
So high up.
Yeah, I couldn't have got there. Not planning. I have a 1-inch vertical and I'm sitting down. Not ideal conditions to grab that hand, I'll tell you that.
You just run around me like Sonic the Hedgehog until I fall over.
If I touch this fire, will it burn? If I do it fast
enough?
If
you hold it.
Jake's going to end up like burning his whole hand off.
I literally almost killed myself when I was holding that plastic. Because I forgot plastic burned. And like I was holding it and I was like, huh, and it goes. And I was like, ah. So I just dropped it in there. So now there's a little end of a pencil in there.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys know about the no balls challenge? You know, someone's like, no balls, but you won't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I feel like there's been a lot of challenges.
Yeah, but like, what's the craziest no balls thing you ever did?
That I've ever done? See, like, I'm the kind of person to where I usually try to stay away. Because I'll do any. Like, I'm one of those people, like, if you tell me to do something.
Just jump in a fountain.
If you tell me I can't do anything.
Well, see, mine is if you offer any amount of currency. Like, I don't care if it's one peso. It doesn't even have to be American. But if there is some kind of money involved, I will do just about anything. Mm. Like, I don't know why. But somebody's like, $5, bitch, you won't dead leg that old woman. That old woman's hitting the ground. I hate to break it
Sorry,
to you.
Sorry, Betsy, you're going down.
She is. Betsy's taking
Did
a thumb.
Did you see that look in his face? It was so like, it's going to happen.
You're doing it again. You're trying to burn more plastic.
No, I just want to see if I can.
No, Jake.
Now you told me I can't, so now I have to. See, I'm following Lexi's footsteps.
Do all of it, Jake.
Anyways, what were you saying?
Did you have a story, or you're asking
us?
Well,
I mean, I can tell you what I did. I mean,
what's
I don't
your
think
worst
it's
one?
That. One time. Well, there's a couple instances where I should not have done what I did, but
okay.
I tased myself one time.
Okay, that's something I would do.
Okay,
I've that's done that before.
I've wanted to do that actually.
You guys ever stood up in an Eno?
No,
that is.
Yeah. I don't think that's possible.
Literally the scariest thing ever, and I don't know why you would do that.
Yeah, my neck popped about 3 times. I swear.
Did you fall?
Yeah, I was like 16.
You fell on your neck 3 times.
How was the Eno?
I don't. Okay, height. I mean, you know, I'm 5'4", so I'm standing up. You know, anyway, on like an Eno, so like. It was. I don't really know.
It
doesn't
really matter how high it was.
Yeah,
it's just the
fact that I hit my head first. So.
She swan dived into the ground.
Yeah, McFarlane.
Quite elegant.
Great times.
I wonder if... Do you think McFarlane's going to, like, get blown over by water one day? Someone was talking about that.
I think California has a better chance of getting blown over by water than McFarland does.
Someone was saying that like there might be like a high beach or like a high tide or something, and it's gonna like just wash the whole thing away.
I'm experiencing high tide. Oh.
Let's
Wait, did you hear that they got a Miami Ice in Killen?
Wait, wow.
I did hear that actually.
That's kind of
weird.
The
one in Tuscumbia shut down.
Yeah, but the one still at McFarland though.
Yeah.
Is that even open?
It's January. Have you ever had the Reese Cup one?
No.
Don't eat it. It tastes like feet.
That's like chocolate ice. I wouldn't want chocolate
ice.
It's
way worse than chocolate ice. It's like chocolate ice if someone dipped a sock in it. But a dirty sock. Like a Nike Elite from like a basketball player.
Okay.
Yeah. Just giving you a vision. Imagine, let's pander to our audience here. Imagine you've been running all day.
Okay.
And you take that sock and blend it and then pour chocolate over it. That's what it tastes like.
Did we throw in ice cubes?
Sure.
We don't have the money. Sorry, Will. We're on a budget. No ice cubes for this one.
Dang.
Oof. Yeah. You hate to see it. No money for frozen water.
What's your favorite thing to eat? Like, if you just had, like, a ballpark general estimate of, like, thing to eat.
Oatmeal cookies.
Really?
Oatmeal cookies are the best thing on earth, and they're so over. We have a lot in common. We both run and eat oatmeal, and I think that they are the most
podcast at your wedding. Yeah,
they are the most overshadowed thing.
They are. They're so good.
Like oatmeal raisin. You like raisins?
I can
live with raisins.
Well, I have to be in the mood for them, but in trail mix.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What kind of trail mix is your favorite?
Probably the indulgent kind.
That is chocolate with raisins in it. But yeah.
There's
have
cranberries
you ever
too.
Yes, there is. Have you ever had the tropical?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
If I go to the beach and don't get tropical trail mix in the first 12 hours, I'm gonna freaking kill someone. Like the first thing I do when I get to Panama City or Gulf Shores is I get tropical trail mix.
Yeah, that's a good tradition.
I have to. I don't. It's not a tradition, Will. It's life or death. Well, I'll get it if I think about it.
There's no beach without trail mix.
As soon as I get in the car in Florence, Alabama, all that's on my mind is Kenny Chesney and tropical trail mix. You gotta have Kenny if you're going to the beach.
You gotta blast him. That's the only way.
That's the only way he lives now. Like, Kenny makes no money unless someone's headed to the beach or Mexico.
Well, he makes a song about it. Well, head on
He's
to the beach.
He's made multiple songs about it. Yeah. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. I didn't write that.
What's his... does he sing...
Probably.
Yeah, he does. Is he the one that's... Pour another...
Boy, I go insane. That's Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett.
What is Kimmy?
He goes, what would Jimmy Buffett do? And yes. He goes, funny you should ask that, Alan.
You know, I get Jimmy Buffett and Kenny Chesney confused.
Kenny Chesney does American Kids. He does something about, oh yeah, when the sun goes down.
That's something enough.
We'll be grooving.
It's Uncle Cracker, isn't it?
Yep.
What Uncle a Cracker. Weird person to solo. Or not
I didn't
solo.
Know that Follow Me by Uncle Cracker was about cheating.
Yeah.
I listened to it and I was like, morals. Listened to that when I was 8 and sung along like it was my anthem. I told you about my ringtone when I was 11, correct?
What was it?
Whistle by Flo Rida.
You did tell me that.
And it's not talking about whistling.
Nope.
Can tell you that. I remember showing it to my mom and she was like, you got to change it. And I was like, Mom, why?
It's about
and I was
whistling?
Sheltered and she was like, Jake, it's just not a good song. I was like, Mom, it's a fantastic song. This dude really likes whistling. I'm down for it. I also like whistling. We have a lot in common, Mom. Yeah. I think me and Flo Rida should be best friends. I went to my church, and I was, like, interviewed in the newspaper. You know how they used to do that for fat kids that had no friends? Well, I was interviewed in the newspaper.
I don't, but...
Yeah, well, they did in Russellville.
Wait. Can you just repeat what?
Okay, I was interviewed in the
church in
I was
Russellville.
Interviewed in the Times Daily, which is like a Russellville newspaper.
Were you a fat
really?
Kid?
I was a fat kid. And
is
I
it
was
called like the fat kid segment?
The
or?
Fat kid tribute. Tribune.
The fat kid tribune?
No, it was like just a segment. Every student got to do it, but they only picked fat guys. I think it's because they needed the self-esteem boost. Wow. But like they put us in the newspaper. And I remember this is like the weirdest I've ever felt because I didn't know they were going to read at my church. And I put my them. I was like, 9
Yeah.
And I put that my favorite like artist was Flo Rida. And I remember this old man named Clifton getting up to read it. And he goes, and his favorite artist is Florida. And I was like, Clifton!
What a Clifton thing to say.
Such a Clifton thing to say.
Florida.
Such a Clifton thing to say.
I wish I was there.
Never been a more Clifton thing on earth.
Were you embarrassed?
Yes, I was. Well, no, I was the kid. I was like, it's a Florida.
It's called Clifton, excuse me.
He sings low and right round, both about strippers.
You play it on your like flip phone. You play like the first 30 minutes of it, first 30 seconds of it.
My Xenon.
Your Nokia.
That's what I know. I really had a Xenon. It was like one of the little flip ones.
Yeah.
Got in sixth grade.
Hmm. Yep. What was the first phone you ever got?
A Galaxy.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm. High society.
I guess you're a little younger than we are.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I just turned 20.
Oh, Will.
Well, I guess. I was thinking like
wait,
a Samsung Galaxy.
Y'all?
I'm 74.
I'm 90.
No, I'm 22.
I died last week. I'm 21.
I'm actually negative 15.
I'm not that much.
No.
But you were talking about phones, though. Mm. And I remember my favorite thing to do as a kid, and I didn't think about it at the time. I was like, this is love. But I remember just texting a girl I'd never talked to before, and I'm like, will you be my girlfriend? And they're like, not today. And I'm like, might as well go on to the next one. Who's her best friend? Like, you know, like you just went through these friend groups. Right. Like, and it was really bad.
Oh, you were one of those boys.
In middle school, I didn't get any sort of trace of game until I got to college. Hmm. Like, there was none.
When you picked up... No, you played tennis, though.
Yeah, well, I had girlfriends just because I was funny and girls liked that. But other than that, I didn't have anything. Hmm. Like, if I didn't have comic relief, I think I would probably be dead right now out of loneliness.
But this kind
of
circles back to what we're talking about. I don't think you need to be, like, extremely hot to get, like, a good girlfriend.
I think it helps.
Well, 100% helps.
I think it's an additive to whatever you're trying to do.
Yeah, oh yeah. But I think that's all just kind of like extra. Like that's a good, like, you know, if they're also hot, good. But I don't think you need to be hot to, like...
I don't think you have to be.
There's my message to younger Will. Will, you don't actually have to be hot to, like...
Yeah, you didn't have to get this killer bod to, that's what you're gonna do as well.
As you can tell, I'm just kind of like... Just kind of like noticed it. And said,
you're beautiful,
whatever.
Dude.
Oh, thanks, man.
I love you.
I agree to both statements.
Okay.
Hey, mm-hmm. She practically said she loved you.
Well,
I do love you.
Love you as a friend. I'll say that.
Ouch. You know my favorite thing to do on campus?
Why'd you ask that?
Wow, that hit.
You guys are getting married. I'm setting
my
you
favorite
up.
Thing to do on campus, Will, is to have you. Do you know like the LaGrange people that walk by?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
My most annoying thing to do people in the entire world.
Is when they're on a tour.
Yeah.
I walk up
this
to them.
This is Rogers Hall.
I walk up to them and I put my hand on their right shoulder. It's guys. And okay. I go, sup, beautiful. And I keep walking and I watch all the high school kids' brains explode. They're just like, did that man just call that man beautiful and wink? And it's like, yes, I did. My name's Jake Williams. Here's my headshot. But like, no,
that's like one of those like, master of comedy like things.
No, seriously. But like the other day, Chase Holcomb was walking through and he was doing it. And I walked up to him and I go, so beautiful. And I keep walking. I didn't even turn around. And I hear him go, okay. And he kept walking. Well, I looked at my friend, Josh Corbin, and I look at him and I go, bro, please go up there and do the exact same thing to Chase that I just did. So he walks up to Chase and he goes, so beautiful. He keeps walking. All you hear Chase go, well, I guess I'm beautiful today.
And he pulls out his phone, looks at himself. Oh, yeah, they're right.
I don't live for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, look at my profile.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a weird laugh.
All my laughs are kind of weird.
I'm a little happy with that one.
That was funny.
It was enjoyable.
It was good.
I liked it.
Okay, so I want to talk about... I was thinking about this the other day. Since the kind of Popeye's chicken, Chick-fil-A debate has kind of slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, it has slowed down. Lost some traction.
But, like, KFC's there. I feel like Zaxby's is kind of
KFC's
there.
KFC's the nastiest thing on earth.
Okay, so I want to talk about...
So
let's rank...
Taco Bell.
Well, let's not rank them. Let's just talk about who's the best and who's the worst.
Chicken?
Yes, chicken restaurants.
Okay, we already said Chick-fil-A, so that... I think tops everything.
I
best?
Think A plus.
I'm putting
Chick-fil-A.
Bojangles up there.
Bojangles.
It makes you feel bad, but
it makes you sit in the toilet for an hour after.
It hits. It gets revenge. It does. But the thing about Bojangles is their fries are the best out of any fries because of the seasoning. Other places has that seasoning.
I actually
they
agree.
Do great,
yeah.
But their fries are so good, and their chicken fingers honestly are really good too. Like. I'm just saying, all together meal, I'm going
with Bo.
I don't know, what are our options?
Okay, I don't...
Anywhere you've ever had chicken's an option.
No, let's just do like,
The best one is Mama June's in Killin', Alabama.
Best one is Mama June's deep fried. It might be catfish. It might be chicken. The batter's too thick to tell.
Sponsored by Mama June's. Get you some. That's their catchphrase.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Get you some.
Is Mama June something like that?
Yeah, she's like.
Mama June's a man. Papa yeah,
his,
June.
His name is Mama. His first
Papa
name.
Papa Juno. He's Cajun.
Come on, get you some of this here.
Get you some of here.
Go Chuck on. Yeah.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. So I'm going to say like Chick-fil-A, Zaxby's, KFC, Bojangles, Popeyes.
Arby's.
No Arby's. They've got all the other meats. They're
McDonald's
like the,
has chicken.
No, I don't want to count them either. Cause they're,
Burger King. Burger King has chicken fries. You got to count chicken fries.
But I don't think the whole restaurant considers like.
You never had
like,
a chicken fry?
I don't really eat fast food.
Oh, I wish I could say that. But I don't eat fries anymore. I can say that. I don't eat fries anywhere.
You're saying
anymore.
Bojangles is the best because of the fries?
They are the best because of their fries. Doesn't mean I didn't eat fries at one point in time, Will.
I'm with you.
Still the best fries.
I think waffle fries are a really special thing, though.
They're good.
Especially Chick-fil-A's waffle
Jack's
fries.
Oh, we can't forget Jack's.
Hmm.
I guess.
I guess.
Well, they're not like, I mean, they're like more of a burger place, I think.
I don't know.
Like no, their fries are good.
Their fries are super good.
I consider them like a biscuit place.
I consider them a chicken place.
They're
I
a
do
breakfast
a chicken place.
Place
too. I don't ever get biscuits from there.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah, stupid.
If you're okay, here's the real test. If you want chicken, where are you gonna go?
Me? Well, what's the closest?
No, Jake.
I'm telling you.
Domino's.
You're in a vacuum. You're in a space in outer space, and then from equal
you're
distance.
You're in a space in outer space.
Equidistance is the different chicken planets. Zaxby's, which I don't think. Is good.
Yeah, no, I'm beefing up my game and I'm going to churches.
Churches, yeah.
I've never eaten church's chicken.
Like Raising Cane's or something.
Raising Cane's is amazing.
They're pretty good. I've had them once.
They're really good. They're not the best, though. Honestly, like, best chicken fingers I've ever had. You ever had Sam Sports Grill?
Oh, yeah. I didn't have the fingers, though. I think I had like a
their chicken fingers.
Burger.
Really, the chicken fingers aren't even that good. But the batter is so deep fried that it makes the chicken. It's disgusting.
I feel that.
Super disgusting. I don't even eat that. I eat like a Caesar wrap when I go there. But like I had it once, man.
I get the tender salad, but I get the grilled tenders.
See, grilled tenders, I'm very picky about. Like, has to be the right place for grilled tenders or I'm not going to eat them.
See, I don't really eat battered chicken.
I don't anymore, but this is all from, like, Fat Jake. Fat Jake had the best time on earth. And, like, I don't know, though. Like, fried chicken is way better than grilled chicken. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
But grilled chicken done right is really good, too.
You can, like, blacken it.
Ooh, Champy's is a chicken place.
Champy's, that's a good place.
I've never been there.
Really?
Yeah. Is it Muscle Shoals, yeah?
Sheffield.
Sheffield. Okay.
But
I've
heard
of it.
It's really good. I think their like grilled chicken is some of the best grilled chicken I've ever had. Out
I
of
haven't had
place.
It there. I had
it's
wings.
Really good.
I will say.
Oh, wings. Yeah. Wings are a leg up on everything. That's a whole different game.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Do you like bone in or boneless?
Traditional. Bone the in. If you're going to eat a true wing, you have to eat it traditional. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you making
boneless is good
rules?
At Buffalo Wild. That's true. Like, if you're going to go to a wing place and rate them on their wings, you have to get traditional. You can't rate a place on their wings and get boneless wings. Like,
I guess
then you're just
can
getting chicken
wings.
Nuggets. Like, yeah. There's no such thing
they
as a boneless
kind of,
wing.
They are just kind of chicken
like,
nuggets.
What is a boneless wing?
I think it's thigh, right? Do we know?
That's not a wing, Will.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
No, like a boneless wing is just chicken.
Would you still eat boneless wings if you knew they like grew them out of a lab? Like they're this little like manufactured.
I've eaten McDonald's, so I think I can pretty much eat anything.
Okay, I think the worst chicken restaurant that sells the majority of chicken is KFC. Sorry to all the KFC lovers.
KFC is really nasty.
They've got some good stuff, like the bowl that they have, like the little...
Their mashed potatoes are the best anywhere.
Right, yes.
They're
their fixins
so
are really good.
So good.
The fixins, Lexi.
I'm
the
trying to fixins. Think. I'm thinking about it. That's what they're called, the sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you're Will, they're the fixins.
Fixins. Like, I'm fixins to eat it.
Oh, gosh. What happened to you? You're a country bumpkin.
Yeah.
Gunnersville.
Gunnersville.
Are you still eating salads?
Yeah.
I love
the way you said that made it sound
what's
like.
What's your favorite salad dressing?
Ranch.
Really?
Yeah.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
I like
Okay. Sam's Sports Grill.
Let me put it this way. Ranch, if I'm not watching like my dressing intake, it's obviously the best. Like, I don't think anyone's going to argue that like ranch is the best. But if I'm watching calorie wise, balsamic vinaigrette is always
I eat ranch to get my calories up.
Really? Yeah, I've never had that problem.
Actually, yeah, I have before. Like, I'll eat something that's like 200 calories, and ranch adds like 300 calories to that. And I'm like, okay, now I'm at 500. I calorie count like crazy with everything.
I don't calorie count, but I try and stay within.
Yeah. No, I know.
Probably like 12,000 is probably as high as I go.
I don't
12,000, 1,200? 12,000?
Yeah.
Are you a swimmer?
Yeah, yeah. 1,200? Yes.
Oh, no, I eat 2,000 a day.
No, I can't go that. I can't. Makes me groggy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know, though.
But see, I don't eat starch either.
No also, starch. Though, I mean...
I'm over here like, what do you eat? Lettuce?
There's also the thing, though, of like, well, I weigh a good more bit than you, too, you know? So it's like, I feel like that I've got to obviously eat more, like... Because I used to eat, like, 1,200 a day, and I would, like, pass out. Because, like, I just didn't eat enough, you know what I mean?
I've been there. When I was in... was, like, a freshman in college, I would just, like, work out...
Stand up and pass out.
Yes.
Yep.
No, I would work out, but I would, like... I would eat, like, a little salad. Like, I wouldn't even eat that. Like, I would be in the dorm, so I would eat, like... You know, one of the salads from, like, underneath the rec center?
Create.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I would, like, eat peanuts for, like, dinner, and that would be, like, it. Because, like, I didn't want to use my dining dollars or whatever.
I mean, I feel that, though. Like, there's this new... There's the new place that took over Einstein's, and it serves peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I say it serves. They're there in a package.
They're there.
But, like, man, they're good. Like, you can't beat a PB&J. You really can't. Like, that is my, like...
What about Uncrustables? Have you ever
Uncrustable
those?
Is the best thing that's ever been created.
Dude, my grandma got so like defensive. She like made fun of my aunt because she was like, "Oh, she can't even make a PBJ. She has to like buy the package."
Has she ever had an Uncrustable?
They're pretty good. I can't. They're good frozen.
They are good
you
any
eat
way
frozen?
You like them.
Oh my gosh.
I can't eat them frozen, and the reason is because if they don't thaw out in time, you will seriously break a tooth.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And I don't like jelly frozen. Something about it, I just don't think it should
there's
be frozen.
Yeah, you're right. And the peanut butter
is like,
a
this crunchy jelly. Like, ugh, that just is weird.
Are you a jam person or a jelly person, Lexi?
I think the PB&J and I run.
Really?
I mean, I love them, but too many calories.
Really?
Really?
It's
yeah.
only like 370.
But the bread, the jelly. The
but it's all wheat bread.
What if you
eat if you're gonna eat but no I'm talking about the one I eat at like the university.
Oh, okay.
And just, I eat it on wheat bread and I'm like that's
but
not
is
bad.
It 300 calories for a small sandwich?
It's 370 and I mean they give you like pretty big
oh
halves.
So it's a big
yeah
big sandwich.
Yeah no
okay.
It's a big sandwich because that's how I am too. I want to eat if it's little and a lot of calories. I want to eat it. I would rather eat a lot of something with a small caloric intake because like there's no reason to waste except for payday bars.
Where did that come from?
That came from the deep inside of my heart. Because I was like, I don't eat large calories in my payday. I was like, Jake.
I thought you were about to break into song about paydays.
I could paydays. At any time.
Well, when I was a young boy.
Oh, really? You were going bluegrass? I was thinking yeah. more rap.
Wait, no, it definitely wasn't rap.
Well, not like that. Who starts out a rap song with
I don't know.
What time is it, William?
We've been talking now for 57
minutes. Did you know that it's Taco Tuesday? And I'm probably going to leave here soon and go to El Pollito Loco.
Oh, yeah. They sell $1 tacos?
Yes.
Good little restaurant. Do you like tacos?
I do.
Okay. Okay. We got.
She said Jake. No to my caloric intake.
Yeah,
we got
I
something.
Do.
We got. She likes tacos.
That's crazy that it's 1,200 calories though, because like you can go anywhere around here and eat 1,200 calories in one meal, easy.
That's why I don't oh, eat fast
like,
food.
Yeah.
I can't.
Easy.
I cut it out for like a New Year's resolution.
When you eat salads, do you like protein with them or do you just eat salad?
Oh yeah, no, I have to do.
I was about
protein.
To say you gotta eat
because
protein
because lettuce doesn't fill me up like one day.
And
I
lettuce
would,
is alone is like bad
has,
for you because
yeah,
like,
it
gives
any.
You nothing nutritionally
yeah.
except for its low caloric.
You gotta go spinach or
well,
something.
Well, yeah, but 4 cups of lettuce is like 50 calories and 2 carbs.
It's calories and it's carbs, which carbs aren't always bad. Like carbs
no,
in the right
not.
Way are good.
Veggie carbs yeah. are fine.
Oh yeah,
natural
like
carbs.
Potatoes like it's technically a vegetable.
Yeah, it's fine, really, though.
I'm getting them carbs. I get them carbs a lot.
See, I stay away from potatoes, too.
Oh, well, you ever like... had potato wedges from, like, a gas station?
No.
That's something to die for. You ever had them potato
oh,
gas
yeah.
station
the shell
potato
station.
Wedges? Oh, my gosh. And they're, like, on that little, that thing that's just, like, hot, fried, and it's right next to the hunk of pizza.
Yeah, dude. And it's, like, rolling there with, like, the hot dogs
oh,
and all that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That's where it's at, boy.
Yeah, no, the only reason
we're going to make you eat fried food.
Yeah.
Like the goodies. You never have yeah. to eat them again, but you got to at least taste one of those gas station potato wedges.
They're to die for.
They're game changers.
I don't ever go into gas stations, though.
That's a good point. I don't.
Do you pay with card?
I do.
Me too.
But like, today,
I always go into gas stations.
Well, I had to go in today, and like, I usually go into the Chevron in 7 Points.
Oh yeah.
So and, yeah, he knew me because I used to buy Pops a lot.
Oh nice.
I had a bad nicotine habit. He was like, "Haven't seen you in a while."
Kicked my nicotine.
That's what
habit.
I said to him. He was like, "Go for you," and I was like, "I need 10 on 3."
See, when I walk into places, I'm literally the reason gas stations exist, like the inside part. Because I walk in and I'm like, "Well, there's Powerade. I could have Powerade." Then I'm walking by and I'm like, "That's a Clif Bar." But my weakness, Payday's number one. Number two, Sweet Tart Ropes.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's like my favorite right there.
Gosh. Anything sweet or sour. Like I literally sour stuff. My mom buys Sweet Tarts and gummy worms because she knows I'll come see her more if she has them. That's a true thing.
Jake's mom texted him, "Hey Jake, I got to."
She seriously texts me before I'm like, "I bought Sweet Tarts," and I'm like, "On my way over."
My mom does chips.
You ever had them veggie chips?
Like straws?
Yeah. Well, there's chip versions too.
I'm so into those veggie chips and straws.
Yeah, they're good.
They're really good. Like, for what they are.
Yes.
What was like, for a vegetable?
If it is in ground, I eat.
I say we kill the beast.
You got it.
You sure? It's way off topic. You better say something.
Mine was about popcorn.
Okay.
Well, that's fine.
Popcorn's apparently healthy,
Oreo?
Right?
Well, that's not what I'm... You know that Oreo popcorn we
sell? It's good?
Is it good?
Oh, you haven't had it?
No. I'm on a diet, Lexi.
Hey.
Bro, I literally had like one piece and like I'm hooked.
Really?
I literally had one piece.
I had some of the...
it's really good.
It was like Twix.
You've had it?
No. I just felt like...
You just messed with my...
one thing I want to say before we end this episode.
Okay.
Which is the better line out of the movie? Which one's better? Do you think you had my curiosity... Now you have my attention. Or are you not entertained?
No, I like the one from Django where he says, "Gentlemen, you had
my curiosity, but now you have my attention."
I love
that. That's a fantastic line.
And it's memeable, too.
You know, I've never seen Django.
Like all the way through?
Never. And not even half of it. I've only watched that because I like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Honestly, I'm kind of at this place with Quentin Tarantino movies where I'm kind of thinking like, they're a little too violent and gross.
They're super violent. And they always have to be. But like, it's like, oh, this is not a violent Quentin Tarantino movie. And then at the end, you're like, ah, that's why it's a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Like, once upon, like, I don't spoil Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But you're just like, okay, yeah, I forgot this was an ultra-violent, gory movie.
But here it is.
But there, oh, I forgot, you know.
Okay, William. I would say we're at 101.
Yes.
I'm good if you are.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Lexi, for coming on and blathering with us.
It's been a pleasure.
I've got a woman as a guest next week, too. So, like, we are...
The women are... Just, feminists are just taking over.
They are taking over. They're going to rule the world one day. Who run the world?
Girls.
That is a perfect thing to end on. I'm Jake Williams. That's Will Hopper. That's Lexi. I don't know her last name.
And we'll see. We don't have to add it.
We don't have to add it.
I added it in the beginning. But thank you for blathering with us. We hope you rate us on iTunes.
Comment on our Twitter. Follow us on our Twitter. We actually have a pretty big Twitter following. Twitter.
Guys, we love you. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.